You're listening to the People Over Profit podcast. Hi, I'm Justine Beauregard. Since 2008, I've been helping small businesses and entrepreneurs increase their income in ways that feel good to them. For decades, we've been led to believe that business is just a numbers game, but really, it's a relationships game. On this show, you'll learn what it takes to create more income without sacrificing your integrity or your joy to do it. With fresh takes on sales, marketing, and other growth-focused topics, you'll be able to lead your business or team to greater success by focusing on quality connections, not vanity metrics. If you believe in putting people first, you belong here. Now, let's spend some quality time together. Most people scale too early. Actually, most people even start asking questions about scaling too early. I know this because 6% of businesses make six figures, and more than half of those businesses aren't ready and may never be ready to scale their business. And just to make sure we're on the same page about everything we're about to talk about, I want to explain what scaling is, just so we can align and make sure we're on the same page. So scaling is when your income is increasing without adding significant costs to do so. And that means that you don't need to hire a ton of people or increase your customer acquisition costs or invest more in tech tools or restructure your business in any significant way. Your expenses should not be skyrocketing in order to scale, right? And when most people think about scaling, these are the things that come to mind. They think about how to invest in a new ad strategy or how to bring on more people into the business or how to set up new tech so that they can automate a lot of the things. When in truth, scaling is simply doing more of the same things with a greater level of efficiency. And so I'll give you an example of great scale, which is Amazon. So they built the infrastructure to sell books online and ship them anywhere in the world. And all they did to expand was use the same exact model and infrastructure and expand it to other categories of products. Did their costs increase as they scaled? Yes, but only because they subsequently entered into a growth phase due to the demand. And I don't want to spend a lot of time getting in the weeds of Amazon's business model because it can be really nuanced and confusing. I just wanted to give you a really clear mainstream model that I knew you would understand so that we can get on the same page. But let's talk about the simpler, more specific signs that it might be time for you to scale in your business. And the first clear sign that it's a great time to scale is when your business model is already working and has a healthy, consistent revenue growth. So what does that mean? No big ebbs and flows to your income. So no feast and famine cycles, okay? The numbers are generally trending upwards if you were to plot them on a line graph month after month. While there is no magic number for scaling, I also like to see a business that's doing at least six figures, because a business that's generating at least six figures often will have the systems in place to think about scaling. And just because you've hit six figures doesn't automatically require you to scale as a best next step. What you want to do here more than anything else is be strategic. I'll give you an example of someone that I coached a couple of years ago. She was doing well over $200,000 in her business, and her income was in a steady growth pattern, rising month after month. And she asked me what the best way to scale was. In fact, I think the specific question she asked was, how do I double my income from here? And while I was very prepared to have that conversation with her, and there were multiple pathways to that outcome, I first paused and I asked her a very simple question. Is that what you want to do? And she looked at me kind of funny and said, honestly, I don't know. I don't think anyone's ever asked me that before. I think it's more the pressure that I feel from everyone around me chasing the next big thing, and from my industry being so focused on this growth-oriented messaging. I don't know if I want to scale. In fact, I don't think I do. I'm sharing this with you because I want you to know that it's okay if you are checking off all the boxes of criteria for scaling and you still don't want to do it. You don't have to scale. And it's one of those things where we get kind of lost in the frenzy of growing and challenging ourselves and pushing ourselves. And before you dive into something like scaling, because you feel like it's the logical next step, or because you've maybe felt pressured by yourself or by other people, I want you to make sure that scaling is something that you really want to do. I know plenty of people who are happy making six figures with no desire to scale. In fact, I'm one of those people. So if you decide that you do want to scale, which, by the way, you're allowed to change your mind at any point. So you might be a no to scaling today, and you might change your mind 6 months from now, a year from now, 5 days from now. And all of that is okay. If you do decide that that's what you want to do, you will also want to see a clear market demand for what you're selling. Because when you know that demand exists for what you sell, your likelihood of being successful when you scale is a lot higher than if you don't have certainty that enough demand is there to meet the supply of scaling. So how do you validate this? How can you confirm that there is clear market demand? One thing I love to do is just pre-sell your scaled offer. That's what I would recommend first, because it will fund the transition and it will prove demand at the same time. Increasing your prices is another way to prove market demand. And when demand is high, people will generally pay more. So that's another quick way to be able to tell. So those are two really simple ways to validate clear market demand. And I would pick one of those, or if you have something else in mind, go with that. The last thing you want to look for when you're looking to scale, to really validate that it's the best next step, is the biggest, in my opinion, must-have thing before any scaling takes place, which is operational efficiency. Now, that's two really big words shoved together, so we're going to break it down, because I want you to be really clear that this exists for you. So scaling requires systems. It works best when you have a set of standard operating procedures, or SOPs. So whatever you've done to get here can easily be replicated without much effort to get where you desire to go next. And without these things, there is no guarantee that simply by adding more inputs to the business, you'll get a proportionate amount of outputs. And my goal for you is always that you create a better business, not necessarily a bigger business. And that starts with having really clear systems and processes that are proven to work and easy to replicate. That's what makes a healthy, scalable business. Now, again, you don't have to scale when you're set up to. I just want you to have the option if you want to. Because sometimes we have other goals, other ways of scaling, like the goal of scaling back on time while keeping your revenue the same. Again, this is where I'm at with my business. So as you can see, scaling is not always a one-size-fits-all model. It can look different for each of us. Some of us want to scale up on money. Some of us want to scale back on time. Some of us want to expand into new markets that seem exciting for us. There's so many different goals around scaling, and you want to find and attach yourself to the thing that's really motivating and exciting and empowering for you. Every business is different. You and I are going to be motivated by different things. So it may be time to scale or consider scaling if your business has healthy revenue growth, if you've validated that there's a clear market demand, and if you have proven and repeatable systems that are already made to scale. And a good example could be a coaching business that's generating $200,000 a year, up from $100,000 last year. It has a wait list. It follows an operational framework that others can replicate and use with the same level of success without too much time. So the way to scale that business is to certify one new team member in 3 weeks' time and fulfill the entire waitlist of clients in order to bring in that added revenue. Notice the healthy revenue growth, the market demand, the proven and repeatable systems, the simple way to scale. Yes, you are adding a cost with the hire, but it is wildly overcome with the amount of clients that are able to be onboarded and taken on in that very short amount of time, because there's an existing proven model. So it's basically, I adjust this thing by one and I get 10 times the output. Okay, a bad example could be a copywriter who has just hit $10,000 in their business and is often asked for a course because they can't afford done-for-you copywriting services. And so that copywriter writes the same kind of copy for clients with repeatable results. So they record themselves doing the work, they try to explain the process of writing to a newbie writer, and then they sell that as a copywriting course. While the work is proven, teaching and selling courses and guaranteeing the same outcomes from someone who is not that copywriter doing the writing is not necessarily a proven model. We don't know if that's going to work or not. And this is something I see a lot. That copywriter launches a course to try to basically work with a market that cannot afford their core offer and ends up working 10 times harder trying to make it work over many months, because not only do they not have the proven results and not have an easily scalable model, but they also are learning new skills. They're having to learn how to sell a new offer. They're having to break into a whole new audience and market. They're having to understand how they can create repeatable results. They're coming up against all these different obstacles, never mind the fact that they have to learn how to teach, which is a totally different skill set. So while their revenue may be healthy and there's a clear demand in the market for something similar to their core service, there aren't any proven and repeatable systems in place in their existing business to scale well. There are too many inconsistencies, too many unknowns, too many new things to figure out, all of which translate into massive stress as investments on their time, investments of their money, investments of energy to support those changes. So if you're thinking about scaling, these are the things that I invite you to think about first. Are you more like the copywriter example or more like the coach example? Is there a clear pathway that if you just tweak one area of the business, the floodgates open, or is it more of an uphill battle? Basically, is it a no-brainer? Is it an obvious next step, or is it something that you need to work at to figure out before you see success? It's better to get clear on that before you take a step towards scaling. If you're clear, that exercise won't take you more than a few minutes and you'll be so glad you did it. And if it's not, you'll save yourself hours of endless work that may never pay off. Either way, this is worth your time. It's worth considering and thinking about. And in my opinion, your most valuable next step. If you found this episode helpful, hit the subscribe button. And if you haven't yet, please rate and review the show. I appreciate your honest feedback. Plus, it helps more people find this content so they can grow their businesses by putting people first too. And if you have any questions or ideas for future episodes, send them to justine@justinebeauregard.com. I can't wait to hear from you, and I'll see you next week.